Encouraging news of some sort of break in this intense heat, but really, it's going to go on and on for several more days. Spotty afternoon relief from some scattered thunderstorms today and tomorrow, mostly in the afternoon and evening hours. High both days in the middle 90s again. Heat index near 105 again, and tonight slowed down to about 76. Over the weekend, now, I do think the rain chances get just a notch better. A more generous supply, maybe 50-50 coverage both Saturday and Sunday. High still in the middle 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The first 9 weeks of school will be completely virtual for all Montgomery Public School students. Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore says the decision was made after survey results showed more than 18,000 parents wanted virtual school for their students. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 22,000 coronavirus cases have been confirmed within the last 2 weeks. Over 1,300 people have died. We also know that more than 32,000 people have recovered from the virus. And Troy police have made an arrest in the shooting death of a 21-year-old. Police have charged 17-year-old Jamarco Harris with capital murder and the death of Jacoby Cogburn. The shooting happened on July 13th in the 300 block of Elba Highway. Police anticipate more arrests in the case. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles of Prattville Carpet. And since we've been advertising on Blue Water, our sales have increased dramatically. Blue Water has a large listening audience that is very faithful to their advertisers, and we greatly appreciate that. If you're thinking about advertising for your business, I would highly recommend Blue Water.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens. Years ago, Bruce Holding showed me how much better steel equipment starts and runs as opposed to that piece of junk I own.
Oh, man, piece of junk?
CTE has been providing professionals and homeowners alike with steel parts, sales, and service for years. Everything from steel, gas and battery-operated chainsaws, grass trimmers, blowers, and mowers. And with these great steel products, you won't find them at big-box stores. But CTE has the full line. Recently, I purchased one of the steel HSA 25 garden shears from CTE. Keep in mind, it only weighs 0.8 pounds, but it sure gets the job done. It seems many people are concerned because it's battery-operated. But let me tell you, I worked for 2 hours and it was as strong when I finished as when I began. Stop by and see the team at CTE Outdoor Power, located at I-85 and Perry Hill Road. Let them demonstrate all their great new battery-powered equipment from steel. You will be amazed at how far battery-operated equipment has come. You can also visit online at cteoutdoorpower.com. Proudly serving the Tri-County for over 20 years.
For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's cleaning service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Southern Bells Cleaning, River Region.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. On a Thursday, thumbs up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer, give them a big thumbs up. Okay, we've done the drawing and Patty won, but you can get in for next week for the Mortgage Corporation of the South drawing that we're going to do. We do it on Thursday when John calls in at 105, and so listen in during that time. But anybody can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Get Back drawing. Do that drawing tomorrow at 2:30. Going to be a great weekend for Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. Alice, I appreciate you hanging on for me. I'm sorry I had to cut you short, but ran out of time.
No, that's okay. Thanks. That's fine. Another thing that really makes me angry is these mayors blaming this, you know, the destruction, the chaos, the violence, and all that's going on, and anybody and everybody but themselves. They
have to
take a look in the mirror. But I'm afraid if they take a long look in the mirror, it might explode on them.
Now, come on now. Let's be nice.
I mean,
particularly Lightfoot. Lightfoot, if she is so into diverting attention, for her to say he is doing all this because of coronavirus and the mistakes he made is outrageous. How did shootings go up 52% and she blames that on Trump? That's incredible.
I call her Lighthead.
Yeah, there you go. I like that.
She's full of heads full of air. I mean, to look at her, she's really freaky. She looks like a crack addict. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, I shouldn't be that. That's probably mean, but she's an odd person. But all of them, not just her, the Oakland, you know, all of the mayors. I mean, they're all just.
Well, I tell you one thing. Have you noticed? You don't see the Oakland mayor on TV, and there's a reason. I have. There are not too many mayors that are as obnoxious as she is. I mean, she is. You just want to punch her lights out.
Oh, I know. I know. That, and I get Greg Budell angry. I'm sitting there literally in my living room screaming at the top of my lungs at the TV to find myself, wait a minute, what am I doing? Well, got to let it out somehow. It's so frustrating.
Yeah, I find yelling and drinking really helps out.
Yeah, I got to watch that because I may turn into a daggum alcoholic before it's all over with, you know.
Don't do that.
But, yeah, I won't. But, you know, it's just so depressing. That's all I can say.
Well, let me ask you something. Do you think this is working to help the Democrats, or do you think this is working and it's helping Trump?
I hope it explodes in their face. I really do. I hope it helps Trump. I think it is helping Trump. And, you know, to blame Trump, for sending in, you know, these agents. Look, would you rather have the other alternative, martial law? Would you rather have that? I don't think so.
Well, I mean, the federal courthouse, which is named after a guy who worked for me's dad, Mark O. Hatfield, and my guy who worked on my team was Mark Hatfield Jr., and they said that is a $60 million complex, $60 million. And if they burn it down, that's $60 million. And that's it's full of courtrooms. They're going to go in and ransack the courtrooms. I mean, they could do some serious damage and pull the judicial system to a standstill.
Yeah, and Greg was talking about East Michigan Avenue there in Chicago. We crossed from Hancock Center there. We stayed in a hotel down there when we were there, and now look at it. It's depressing.
Yeah.
It is.
What's going to happen is these places really are going to lose their tourism, particularly those that have tourism dollars. New York is certainly one of those.
Yeah.
Chicago is one in a little bit different way. You have enough people from the surrounding areas that kind of feed Chicago. Chicago is not much of as much of a destination city as New York is.
Yeah.
Or L.A. and places like that. But they're not going to go.
They're getting it up like San Francisco, a bunch of homeless people defecating in the street.
Yeah.
That's depressing, too. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm serious.
No. And
this world is gone.
San Francisco was one of my favorite cities to visit. And
I
shared with the audience yesterday, I had a friend of mine And he went out there, and he came back and talked and called me, and he said, Dan, you would be, it's depressing, and St. Francis is one of my favorite hotels in America. Yeah. And he said, you go out of the St. Francis around the block, and there's feces, there's people homeless, tents, and people just running, and said, it smells awful. It's the, yeah, just the body odor.
Yeah. Well, all I got to say, people out there, vote for Donald Trump. We need him. God bless you, Trump, and God bless America, because we need it bad. And Alice, pray for us.
I'm a big believer in prayer. Alice, thank you for the telephone call. I really appreciate you hanging on. Good call. Glad he hung on for me. Got to get in the correct tense. Let's see which way we want to go here. Peter Ducey. Biden claims the president is a, wait a minute, what does every Democrat use when they are losing? They call their opponent a racist. I'm telling you, they do that when they're losing. Listen to this.
Joe Biden teaming up with former President Obama to slam President Trump's coronavirus response in a new video. But Biden went even further, calling the president a racist. Take a listen.
No sitting president has ever done this. Never, never, never. No Republican president has done this. No Democratic president. We've had racists, and they've existed. They've tried to get elected president. He's the first one that has.
Peter Ducey is live in Washington with more on that. Peter.
Melissa, that Biden claim that Trump is a racist has the Trump campaign now trying to take a trip down memory lane with this. Quote, this is an insult to the intelligence of black voters and is really rich coming from a guy who proudly befriended segregationists, touted an award from George Wallace, honored a former exalted Cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan, worried his kids would grow up in a racial jungle, marveled that Barack Obama was articulate and clean, bragged about being from a slave state, and repeatedly used the N-word. The Biden campaign, on their part, had been leading us to believe that throughout this pandemic, he had just been close to home in Delaware and neighboring Pennsylvania, plus one quick trip to Houston. But now we also know he snuck away to D.C. for a socially distanced chat with his old boss.
You know what it's like and how lonely it can be to make tough decisions where not every decision is going to be perfect, but you got to make them and to take responsibility for it.
So Obama is trying to make Biden more relatable, something Biden is also trying to do on his own, like with this chat, remembering his time in the hospital after an aneurysm.
You know, you don't care after a while. You don't really care. Even if you're not in pain, you just get tired of it. And I had a nurse at Walter Reed Hospital who would bend down and whisper in my ear.
Wow.
And go home and get me pillows. They would make sure they'd actually, probably nothing ever taught in, you can't do it in the COVID time, but they'd actually breathe in my nostrils to make me move, to get me moving.
Barack Obama did not endorse his former VP during the primaries, and he can really only help Biden like this since Biden is not hosting any public campaign event.
Joey, was that a big ooh?
What? Breathe into his nostrils.
Yeah, to get him moving.
The hell is he talking about?
Kind of a mouth-to-nose resuscitation. I tell you one thing. When I looked at the video of their meeting, you remember Obama went out for Hillary Clinton and urged black America, you got to go out and do this for me. You have to, as president, he was saying that, you got to go out and vote for Hillary Clinton.
Right.
You have to go do this for me. He was president of the United States then.
Right.
It didn't work. Did not work.
Well, and I'm not the best judge in the sense that whenever they advance these arguments, this is the first president. Well, the racist thing is just dumb. It's like, no, you called W a racist and Ronald Reagan a racist. You've called every Republican president.
Every Republican's a racist.
Not to mention the actual racists who were presidents in the American history. So it's just a dumb statement. But when they do this whole, he's the first president who ran on deliberately dividing the nation. That rings really hollow to me.
Yeah.
And this whole, we're the ones that unite seems, I don't know, it's like they're too cool for school, and it doesn't, hollow is the word that keeps coming to my mind.
Well, every time they say we're the ones to unite, and they criticize something that Trump is doing, it's what a big chunk of America believes in. And so what you're doing is you're, in essence, criticizing them, so therefore you are, wait on it, dividing America.
Right.
But I watched that video of them talking, and when they met in the hall, and Obama bows to him, and it just didn't work.
Right.
I went back and played it back and looked at it, and I was trying to look at it through the eyes of a Democrat. There was nothing there. It was just two people, and talking and this high platitude stuff. It really didn't. It was nonsensical to me.
Now, the one thing I think Biden has going for him is that he's so, like, unthreatening. We both understand the threat. I think a lot of folks understand the threats, the baggage that comes with Joe Biden. But when you just look at the man, the individual, you're like, what's that old doddering fool going to do to us? And I think that actually might play into Biden's advantage. He's not scary, so to speak.
Yeah, but the question, though, is he movable? Hmm. Can AOC move him? Can Bernie move him? I mean, I think they're going to have a real collision of what is the influence of Bernie and AOC, and particularly who his VP is.
Right.
How much influence will that person have over him or with him? And will he be counseling her, or will she be counseling him?
Well, and I was asking this morning, how long can the pandemic politics really play into this? And I think that's what's going to be his predicate. Because of the pandemic, we need to do this. Because of the pandemic, we need to do that. And it's stuff they were going to ask for anyway, pandemic or no pandemic. But it seems like that's always going to be the throat-clearing or running start before he jumps, is, oh, the pandemic.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Is let me go to a break. I'm going to come back, and what we're going to do is we're going to play something, the last cut from Kevin McCarthy, talking about the silent group that's out there. He's going to refer to this Cato Institute, but we're going to talk about it in light of those things of the VP, Obama, the ability or inability to campaign. I'm going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Good news, guys. The internet's on sale. Like high-speed internet access to everything you love and need. Shopping, browsing, streaming at an unbelievably low price for a limited time. Switch to WOW today and get super fast internet 100 with no contracts and contact-free installation on sale for only $39.99 per month. And while you're at it, double the speed for just $5 more. Sign up today at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery has always been Central Alabama's go-to for custom decorated apparel. Now, in light of the continued challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are truly in unprecedented times where you and your family's safety is paramount. As a result, we are all being asked to don new apparel in the form of face coverings. With this new challenge to protect our community, AKD has pivoted and is now offering masks in a multitude of colors and styles. Whether you're looking for a cotton mask with your company or school logo or a multicolor sublimated mask, AKD is your one-stop shop for all of your face covering needs. Their team is truly committed to serving Montgomery's River region with timely turnaround and competitive pricing. And they've even set up a custom design center for masks on their newly launched website. So if it's masks you need, AKD's got you covered. Start designing today at goakd.com or give one of their friendly team members a call at 277-8433 for their Montgomery office or 361-2133 for their Prattville location.
Metro Fitness is here to serve all your fitness needs. We're welcoming summer with a great three-month membership special that includes all the gym has to offer with no hidden fees. Come experience our variety in group fitness classes, the walking track, steam room, sauna, and the functional fitness zone. We're following all the new guidelines set down by the Department of Public Health, so your safety is our priority. Come be a part of our Metro family in this great three-month offer. MetroFitness.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Breathe out and repeat after me. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Your bird is eating my candles.
Your bird is eating my candles.
No, seriously, he's making a mess.
No, seriously, he's...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Good music, my friend. Oh, man, we ought to turn this into a radio show here. Jackie Henrich, Biden and Obama team up to criticize Trump and the pandemic response. This is just a takeoff of what we were just talking about.
The newest campaign video for Joe Biden features former President Barack Obama having a socially distanced conversation, taking shots at President Trump when it comes to the coronavirus pandemic. Correspondent Jackie Heinrich has the story tonight.
Conversation takes jabs at President Trump's response to the pandemic and his character, two areas where he's been polling poorly, and its release comes right before the next Obama-Biden fundraiser. In an ordinary election, former President Barack Obama might be appearing on a rally stage to generate support for his VP's White House bid. But amid a pandemic, another strategy, a glimpse behind the scenes at their relationship, including what they really think of President Donald Trump.
Can you imagine standing up when you're a president saying, it's not my responsibility? I take no responsibility. It's not. I mean, literally.
Those words didn't come out of our mouths while we were in office.
The clips tease a full-length video coming out Thursday, signaling we'll soon be hearing more from Obama as he steps up his role in Biden's campaign, pushing the message that Biden's got something Trump doesn't have.
I don't understand his inability to get a sense of what people are going through. He just can't relate in any way.
Well, it's the reason why I wanted you to be my vice president.
The Trump campaign told Fox it is unfortunate that the former president and vice president, both of whom left us significantly underprepared for serious infectious disease outbreaks with a depleted national stockpile, would rather push deception and lies, fostering division instead of working to bring us together like President Trump. Biden and Obama will team up again next Tuesday for a second virtual fundraiser. The last raised $11 million, the most of any Biden campaign event so far.
When he said it, that never came out of our mouth, I tell you right now, there are probably a dozen people going through footage to see if it ever did come out of their mouth. He said that too quick, and I hope he fact-checked himself, because if he did say that, he's got a problem. And what we're doing is we're campaigning in a COVID-19 ahead, and I think they're fooling themselves. I really think they're fooling themselves. And here's why. I want you to listen to Kevin McCarthy, Eric and Duke, hang on. I want you to listen to Kevin McCarthy talking about the silent, stealth vote.
given the politics and given the nature of the polarization in the country, it's not surprising that according to a brand new Cato poll, nearly two-thirds of Americans are afraid to share their political views. They're afraid they might lose a job, they might lose some friends. When you look at the breakdown, 77% of conservatives are afraid to share their opinions, and 52%, that should say centrist liberals, are afraid to. So, you know, we'd heard about the secret Trump voter who was afraid to say, yeah, I'm for Donald Trump, because the poll taker would think, oh, that guy is such and such. But over half of centrist Democrats, liberals, are afraid to reveal how they feel. What are they afraid to say, and what do they worry people will think of them?
It's not just what you worry about, whether you'll be able to keep your job. We got a football coach that simply wore a T-shirt. Maybe it was on top of the pile to take his kids fishing, but it had one newsroom in it. He lost $1 million in his contract. People said he should be fired. Yeah. These are the same type of Marxist tactics that we found that have been used in communist countries as well, to demonize individuals for individual thought. What in America, we believe the individual can have differences of opinion. But today in this culture, they want to demonize you if you have a difference of opinion. I think that's very unhealthy. And we should not be afraid to give our values, our thoughts, our positions, our opinions. But a lot of this is beginning to look like 2016, whereas they thought, the Democrats, that they were just going to win. When I look at the underlying polls, I know there is a silent majority out there that believes in the cornerstone and the foundation of security and safety, that they want to rebuild, renew, and restore this nation to the greatness that we know we can be, that tomorrow is better than today. And I know those people are going to support the Trump administration because he's willing to stand up for you, the American public, and not afraid to tell you his beliefs.
I really think that's real. And they're going to build a campaign based on their what they think is real in COVID-19. And those two things are not there, I think they're going to have a big problem. Duke, hang on, we want plenty of time for you. Well, no, let's go ahead and take Duke since I'm fellow. Duke, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Mr. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing good, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I was going to ask you one thing real quick. These people that are, how many protesters would you say were in Portland over the last 50-something nights? As far as the
probably
number.
1,000.
Where do they go during the day?
That's a great question.
Is there any kind of police work going on following these people back to where they come from and that type of thing? It just seems bizarre.
I don't know the answer to that. I'm not sure that.
Do you think there are people working behind the scenes trying to find out?
I think they probably do have some level of intelligence that they're trying to get from that group. Particularly on the federal side of things. But no, that's a good question. I mean, it seems that the
MO, obviously don't have jobs.
Yeah, well, they're being paid by somebody else to be, you know, Antifa. Exactly. And yeah, to cause problems.
Who do you think's behind the curtain on that?
I think people like George Soros. You know, he's, to me, when I use his name, I'm using it in a general ubiquitous type, you know, yes, thing. It's not, I'm not saying it absolutely is him. I'm saying someone with his motivations of uncertainty and unrest.
Okay. I got a letter in the mail yesterday from MCS.
Yeah.
It was a thank you, and everybody signed it, and John signed it, and it was really cool. They thanked me for bringing them some fresh market cookies, but anyway. It was pretty cool. I wasn't expecting that. I should have been sending them a thank you card. But anyway, they're good. They're good folks.
They're very good people. I'm glad that you and John could reunite.
Yeah, John's surrounded by some pretty women.
Well, he keeps telling me I need to go up there.
Yeah, you need to. Can I get in on Sweet Creek?
Absolutely. 8-8?
Yes, sir. Have a good weekend, okay?
You're in, Duke. You have a great one yourself.
All right, bro. Take care.
Gonna be back right after this.
Where you wanna go, take me.
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here, stepping out from behind the sports microphone and standing here today in front of the office of asset preservationist David Artist. I've been talking with a few people here, and sir, you told me this is your first time visiting David Artist. Why did you wait so long?
I got hairy legs.
I see. Well, ma'am, I understand you made a long trip to get here. How are you feeling?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Well, how about you, ma'am? Do you have time to talk with me today?
I'm gonna get me a beer.
Well, okay. Ma'am, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Don't mess with me.
Right. Well, they probably came to see David Artist because they know he has nearly 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. He's going to take care of your money like it was his very own. Call him today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Sir, would you like the final word in this interview?
I'm going to be Joe Biden.
Call David Artist today and somebody get me out of here. Bum, 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 bum.
Okay. It took me a while, but I finally came up with a fabulous sale. For the first time ever, Mr. Sandman Mattress is having a, wait for it, we are having a last half of July sale. This is not to be confused with the Independence Day sale that we had the first half of July. New products are being added daily, and we are offering many mattresses, beds, adjustable bases, and headboards at prices that the competition will not beat. No interest financing is available, as well as 90-day layaway. We are now offering a no-credit-needed finance with no interest if paid in 90 days. Folks, Mr. Sandman offers more choices, including a nice selection of hybrids, memory foam, and latex sets. We are a low-key, friendly environment with really nice, no-pressure salespeople, all of whom have worked with me for at least a decade. We have mattresses in stock and offer prompt delivery, and yes, we will haul off your old mattress. Come save during our last half of July sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen.
Sinclair's is now open, and after being sanitized from top to bottom, Sinclair's is now totally smoke-free. No smoking. You know Sinclair's has been a Montgomery favorite for decades. Johnny Sullivan and his staff are still here and ready to serve you right now. You can enjoy their favorite menu items with their limited seating in the dining room or convenient curbside pickup service. Everything you've come to expect from Sinclair's. Updated lunch and dinner menus include salads, sandwiches, pasta, and steaks. Call Sinclair's at 271-7654 to place your order, and they'll still deliver it right to your car. Or you can dine in. Sinclair's, now a no-smoking restaurant and a Montgomery tradition for decades. Call them, 271-7654, or check out their Facebook page. Now, totally non-smoking. Sinclair's.
Hi, I'm Tyson Eves with Serendipity Uniforms on the Eastern Bypass in the Promenade Shopping Center. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 7 years. We use them exclusively for all our radio advertising. It is by far the biggest bang for our buck. If you want results, go with Blue Water.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm Steve Rappaport. A federal judge ordering the government to release President Trump's former attorney from prison. The judge ruling Michael Cohen's home confinement was revoked as retaliation for writing a tell-all book about the president.
Cohen pleaded guilty in 2018 to campaign finance violations stemming from hush money payments to women who said they had affairs with then-candidate Trump. Michael Cohen tweeted in July that his book is due out in September, less than 2 months before the election.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Coronavirus infections continue to soar in the South.
Florida reports 173 new deaths blamed on coronavirus disease. That's a new single-day record. Alabama reports about 2,400 new cases today, and that's a record increase for that state. Georgia adds more than 3,300 new cases. Nationwide, there have been 4 million recorded cases.
Fox's Evan Brown. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich
Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, one call can take care of it all. Meals, transportation, activities, utilities, housekeeping, all included in one low monthly rent of $15.49 for a private suite. Reserve your tour and free lunch. Go to caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I wish I could tell you there's some encouraging news of some sort of break in this intense heat, but really, it's going to go on and on for several more days. Spotty afternoon relief from some scattered thunderstorms today and tomorrow, mostly in the afternoon and evening hours. High both days in the middle 90s again. Heat index near 105 again, and tonight's low down to about 76. Over the weekend now, I do think the rain chances get just a notch better. A more generous supply, maybe 50-50 coverage both Saturday and Sunday. High still in the middle 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Some girls love to run around, love to handle everything they see. 272-9228, that's where we are. On a baseball day, get to watch the Atlanta Braves play today. Redskins have announced that they're going to call them the Washington football team. That's how quickly I said Redskins. That was the team when I was in Washington in the 1980s. Back-to-back Super Bowl winners. They were hot. Great place to go. Going to a Redskin game was something. Let's do this. There was an interesting interview with Shannon Bream, Mike Lee, and the Black Lives Matter head from Utah. And they were having a discussion with Shannon Bream, talking about coming up with some police reform. These are kind of the odd couple of people getting together, but I think it's good that they're doing it. Listen in.
Rhetoric on race heating up tonight in the crucible of a presidential campaign. Meanwhile, in Utah, much more measured approach this weekend as people from opposite sides of the political spectrum sat down to discuss police reform. So let's continue that conversation now with Black Lives Matter Utah founder Lex Scott and Republican Senator from Utah Mike Lee. I know you want to make clear that this is an independent organization. You started years ago. You're not affiliated with any kind of national organization. And Black Lives Matter will say there isn't one. It's a movement. It's an idea. And there is no structure from the top down. So tell us about the conversations you've been having. You say you don't want violence, but you do want to talk about real change. How did this come together that you're sitting down with the GOP senator to talk about it?
Well, I'm happy to reach across the aisle. We spoke for a while about the reforms that we're pushing for. So we're pushing for data collection, independent civilian review boards, qualified immunity reform, body cam footage legislation, and I've actually spoken with Mitt Romney about this as well. So I'm working on both sides of the aisle right now.
Okay, so that was the Black Lives Matter lady head of it from Utah. She's right that there really isn't an organization. These are all kind of independent structures here. Now, Mike Lee is going to weigh in with this lady talking about they discuss a bipartisan process.
Senator, were there things that you and Lex discussed that you thought, I can get behind that? These are things that we can come together around and try to move something forward.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the things that I appreciate about Lex Scott is that she's got a real commitment to this effort. And she understands that the story of America is in many ways the story of police reform. Government power is official coercive force. And so it has to be managed very carefully so that we can respect the dignity and eternal value of every human soul. That's what she wants to do, and I'm interested in working with her on it.
Yeah, and Lex, I know that you said, listen, you started this work years ago. People wouldn't show up for meetings. They wouldn't show up for protests. And now the world has changed. What does it mean to you now to see people who are willing to have these conversations, who will show up for protests? Peaceful is what you're backing, as we said. But that it's a different world, a different conversation now.
It's surreal. I feel like we've been ignored for 6 years. and now the world is finally listening. And it won't mean anything if we don't get real reform. And I think that's where we're headed right now. A lot of bills are going to be up on the Hill locally and nationally. So I'm hoping that we can have a bipartisan bill. That is what I really got excited about when I heard that Senator Lee wanted to meet with me. So I'm hoping we can have a bipartisan police reform bill. And I'm asking that Republicans and Democrats come to the table.
Okay, so how do they get to that point? Well, it's interesting because Mike Lee, if you heard, and I absolutely agree with him, any power in government that is being abused is abuse of power in government. And I'm clearly against it because I'll give you an example. The guy in Minneapolis who killed George Floyd, guess what they're doing to him? They are about to charge him with tax evasion. So after he is arrested, 10 days after, all of a sudden Minneapolis, the Minnesota Revenue Department opens up a case on him. And they're going back and saying that he didn't pay his taxes correctly back to 2014. So he's got 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 that are incorrect. He's going to owe some 30-plus thousand in state taxes. Now, and my problem with this is they singled him out. And what they said in the article is that he was doing other jobs that he didn't report. Now, I wonder if they asked that same question of George Floyd, who worked with him at a place that he was employed offline, something else. This is what I hate about government, whether it's the Mueller report and what they did to Michael Flynn and Roger Stone and Paul Manafort. They just use this power of government and put that entire weight right on you to try to get you to submit. That is an abuse of power. That's why I think this Michael Flynn thing, gosh, I hope it breaks. I hope it breaks soon because it is a definite piece of the cog that needs to have a story told. So let's continue on here. He's going to talk about doing something, and that's bringing up the Tim Scott bill, which I think is brilliant.
Opinion piece in the LA Times when the last effort at trying to do this on Capitol Hill didn't come together. The column said Congress had a chance for bipartisan police reform. Both parties failed. It says Congress's reputation for gridlock has been richly earned. Republicans and Democrats who spoke to each other, a minority on Capitol Hill, said they believed compromise was possible. What went wrong? Both sides behaved badly. Each surrendered to internal political pressures. Senator, what happened, and is there a chance to move forward again on this, especially in, you know, really tough election year?
Well, look, insofar as the Senate is concerned, we had the opportunity to move on to a bill. There was a bill that had been presented by Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina. It wasn't a perfect bill, but it was a step in the right direction. Senator Scott and Majority Leader McConnell had agreed to allow it to be amended on the Senate floor. We could have and should have improved that into something much better, something much more complete, had we just voted to get on the bill. Unfortunately, Senate Democrats chose to vote against getting onto the bill and making it better. I had a good conversation with some colleagues today, and there is some renewed effort to get the Tim Scott bill back on the floor, and I'm hopeful, I'm optimistic we can move forward with it.
I want to tell you something. If they pull the Tim Scott, if they get the Tim Scott bill and they're able to pass it in the Senate, that would be an accomplishment within itself. If they're actually able to pass it, that would be big. But, you know, Doug Jones, I think, would vote for it. I think that West Virginia would vote for it, Manchin. And I think some others may vote for it that are kind of in a jeopardy situation. But this has a possibility of something being something very big. Now, listen to how the Black Lives Matter head and the talking about this pass police reform. That's what we need.
Cato today had a study out that said 62% of Americans say they have political views they are afraid to share. Lex, what would you say to people that are worried about offending someone, about getting fired, about having these difficult conversations that we need to have?
We need to have uncomfortable conversations about race. We need to talk about it and realize that every single person, including myself, can do something racially insensitive. every single person, whether you have 1,000 black friends, relatives, anything. And when we do something racially insensitive, I feel like we should learn from it and kind of improve ourselves. So please have tough conversations. And if Republican lawmakers are listening, please work with Senator Lee, Mitt Romney up there, and kind of have a bipartisan bill come through. Have those tough conversations about police reform, because this is our time. We have this little piece of time that we can change the world. So I'm begging, please, someone pass a police reform bill in Washington.
You know, I cringe whenever I hear the name Mitt Romney now.
Yeah, me too.
I go like, why? What is the value of a Mitt Romney other than his personal bank account? And to me, it's pretty damn low. Let me go to a break. So much more in such a little bit of time right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLouChoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Final segment on opening day for baseball. Looking forward to it. Let's hit a couple of places here. Let's, and I'm holding this, even though Chad Wolf had a more recent interview, I did the one from with Tucker last night because he did such a good job at the very beginning of this. This is Chad Wolf with Tucker on Portland unrest.
Well, violent riots have rocked a lot of cities, but maybe none more than Portland, Oregon. It's been going on for 53 straight days. These are not peaceful protests. They're not even close. These are riots, and the rioters have destroyed property. They've attacked police officers. They raided the federal courthouse in Portland. They set fire to the headquarters of the police union. They've torn down statues, including one of George Washington. They sprayed graffiti all over the city. Portland's leaders have done nothing to respond to this. In fact, they've abetted it. They've egged it on. They've given political cover to the rioters by blaming the police. Now the Federal Department of Homeland Security has dispatched hundreds of agents to the city. Oregon's Governor Kate Brown says she's outraged by this.
When I spoke with the director of the Department of Homeland Security last week, I told him to go home and to take his federal troops with him. This is a democracy, not a dictatorship. We cannot have secret police abducting people
secret
into
police.
And putting them in unmarked vehicles. I cannot believe I have to say that to the President of the United States. I know that Oregonians are outraged. Americans should be appalled.
These people are fools, and history will treat them harshly. And Chad Wolf is the acting Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, the man in charge of the federal response to Portland. He joins us. So give us the facts to start, if you would. What is the federal response to the chaos in Portland?
Yeah, Tucker, let me just comment on the governor's statement there. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. It's an uneducated statement, and she really needs to understand what the Department of Homeland Security's mission there is in Portland. We are there to protect a federal courthouse and other federal properties there in Portland, and we need to do that. We need to make sure that they are not burned down, as the video showed just a few minutes ago. But we need local law enforcement to be a partner with us. We see this in every other city across the country. When federal property is targeted, we have local law enforcement partnering with federal law enforcement to address that, to investigate and to arrest individuals. That type of assistance is not there in Portland. We have no assistance from the local leadership there, either from the mayor or from the governor. And so what does that mean? That means that the federal agencies and law enforcement officers from the department are left on their own night after night from midnight till 5 a.m. every night, 53 nights in a row. We have upwards to a 500 to 1,000 violent anarchists that are targeting that federal building, endangering the lives of my law enforcement officers. And at this point, we have no support from the local leadership there. And we're not taking it any longer. We're surging forces in there. We're making arrests. We're holding people accountable that are committing federal crimes. And we'll continue to do that. At the same time, I beg and plead with the local law enforcement there to partner with us in that leadership. But as you indicated in the comments that the governor made earlier, she's taken this to be very political and doesn't really understand how the system works.
She really doesn't. I mean, and again, remember when Trump would describe FBI agents as being bad and there's, oh, you're criticizing all the FBI. Here she is talking about secret police. They're secret police. Do you think an FBI agent or a Homeland Security person likes to be called secret police? Why is that not insulting? When Trump says it, it's insulting. If somebody else says it, Dem said, yeah, it was secret police. Putting people in unmarked cars. What does she think police do? We go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard the Dan Marr Show.
Dan, the radio man.
How are you?
I'm partly cloudy. Other than that, I'm going to hang in there. Look, I got a little bit of concern here. I mean, I spoke with Joey on the first program before you come in, and I'm a veteran myself. But aside from that, the damn very people that are burning buildings, busting glass, and I know a lot of it's on video, if there was any way that they could confiscate an identity, and I know this ain't the way to solve the problem. I know that. But go over there and bust their windows out of their personal houses and the cars and do the same thing and send a message. You know what? Because there's so much anarchy. And what was that dude's name that was the FBI director that Trump fired?
Comey.
Well, why all of a sudden was he able to walk on water when he was being... You know, he was himself. I mean, every Democrat in the country, he thought he walked on water. But now, all of a sudden, the federal agents are out there doing their job, and now all of a sudden, they're the bad guys.
Oh yeah, they were defending the federal agents when Trump said something.
Yeah, exactly.
But when a Oregon governor says something, nah, we don't. You know, we're not going to say anything.
I mean, it's just, I'm going to tell you, it's like I spoke to Joey, Dan. I said, look, I'm going to tell you something. And my girlfriend, we both applaud you for working with one of the greatest presidents on the planet, Ronald Reagan. But aside from that, how in the world are we going to, how is it going to be stopped? What's going to be the drawing point? What's going to be there's a fine line there.
An election.
What's it? And, I mean, I'm telling you the truth. I mean, and I feel so bad for the cops out there because, like I told Joey, I got my nephew, and he's been with the police department 22 years and the detective. And he's in the detective division now, but he's earned his keep. But I feel so bad for them because of all the crap that they have to put up with. And it makes you wonder, you know, if I get a call, what should I go? I mean, am I going to get shot? I mean, but I'm beginning to wonder at this point when these civilized Americans are going to get tired of it and stand up and say enough is enough. But it's not happening.
Well,
and I'll tell you this, they I'm sorry, Dan. They want to defund the police. What they ought to do, I wish there was a way, which is privately owned, I would defund the media.
That would be good.
I'm going to get in for the drawing, 617.
You're in. Thanks.
Thank you, Dan.
Take care. Yeah, you don't want to meet anarchy with anarchy. Let's go finish up with the last part of Chad Wolf, protecting the federal courthouse in Portland.
I mean, it does raise the larger question. So the rest of us in this country who don't live in Portland, Oregon, are paying for your attempt to help the people who do. But the leaders of Portland seem to want to watch their city be destroyed, go up in flames, be defaced by graffiti. Has it occurred maybe just kind of let Portland collapse in on itself?
Well, Tucker, I would say that, again, we have a mission in Portland. We protect almost 9,000 federal facilities across the country. That's part of the mission at the department. Portland is no different. We need to protect that seat of justice. A courthouse is where justice is served.
That's right.
If we let violent anarchists run that over, then I'm afraid what that means across this country. And I'm not prepared to do that at the moment. The president's not prepared to do that. We're going to stand our ground. We're going to protect federal property. We're going to do our mission. We're going to do the mission that Congress gave us to do. And we're going to do it professionally. But again, we're not going to let individuals continue to target federal property, but most importantly, target federal law enforcement officers and other individuals that work in that courthouse that are afraid of their lives every day.
You know, to something that Eric was saying, what can we do? And what's going to happen is what can be done is going to be the election. If you want things to change, you can change it through the vote. And I think that's why there's going to be so much pent-up demand to get out and vote. And really, I think there could be some big, big, big surprises. If all of a sudden the Dems lost the House and Republicans kept the Senate and Trump was reelected, that would send a huge message. And I will tell you, there will be demonstrations in the streets from November the 3rd to January the 20th. And the more blacked out a town is going to be during Christmas, i.e. New York, then I think the worst is going to be. But you have the ability to really let your voice be heard and send a big message to everybody through the vote. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
What's going to be like to watch baseball without spitting and chewing? They can't spit. They can't They can't do high fives. They can't do anything.
I guess they'll just have to adjust themselves.
Guys, be good. Be safe.